Good morning, everybody. It's 10:04. We're going to call the meeting to order for this Thursday, April 13th meeting of the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners. I'm going to start by reading a brief introductory statement. If you could listen carefully, it will go over the procedures that we'll be following today, because a lot of you haven't been here before. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we will be following here today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts will be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation. But additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present in voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes Section 29-28D, and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and refer to each appellant by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hallway to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Thank you. Okay, now we'll call the roll of the board. Dr. Conrad?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Ms. Johnson?
Here, ma'am.
Colonel Lewis is not here. Colonel Overturf?
Present, ma'am.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
Attorney Sinetti?
Here.
We have a lovely quorum. Now we'll call the cases in order. Does everybody know their case number? No? If you want to come up, they can tell you your case number. Oh, you have it? Okay.
Good
Circuit for the Missing Brady.
Okay, case number 1, 22-187.
Issuing authority.
No, just, we're just calling the roll, sir.
Okay, so that's him. Case number 2, 22-172.
Issuing authority and both.
Both parties?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Case number 3, 23-035. I know the appellant's here.
Issuing authority.
I knew you were here. I don't know why I was looking around. Case number 4, 22-136.
Yep.
Nope, just calling the roll.
Oh.
We'll call you up in a little bit.
So Bridgeport is here. The appellant has not checked in with me.
Okay. Case number 521-450.
Issuing authority.
I think the appellant's here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, hi. Case number 621-666.
Issuing authority.
And I think the appellant's
is that
here.
21666?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, thank you. Case number 721-698.
Issuing authority.
I think I heard the appellant's here, right?
On that person, yes.
Case number 822-148.
Issuing authority.
Both parties. Mm-hmm. Case number 9, 21-351.
Issuing authority.
You did not check in.
All right, let's start with case number 1, 22-187. If you could.
Did you
go? Oh, hi. I gotta look at my agenda. And if everybody who's testifying could please stand, raise your right hand. Thank you for the reminder. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you shall give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Okay, now case number